beauty and pharmaceutical retailer Clicks released their half-year results today. For the 6 months ended the 28th of February 2021, the retailer announced group turnover up 7.6% at 18.1 billion rand. Diluted headline earnings per share rose by 9.5%, and the company notes good growth in its health and beauty sales as well as its distribution business, UPD. Shareholders are getting an interim dividend of 142.5 cents a share. Well, to take us through the results, I'm joined on the line by Vikesh Ramsunder. He's the CEO at Clicks. Thanks very much for joining us, Vikesh. All your metrics are pointing in the right direction, and others like your health and beauty sales are up 7.2% and your distribution business UPD up 9%. So you proved quite defensive during the COVID period, and of course you were not subject to as many restrictions as you were earlier last year.
Obviously that's correct, but within the 7.2% growth, you would have noticed that health was a strong performer, but beauty and some of the other categories were more muted. So you can see that COVID-19 did have an impact on our business. But as you said, we are fortunately quite a defensive business.
Yeah. So with the COVID pandemic still very much a reality in the period under review, what were your direct costs in that regard?
So we managed to grow costs by 4%, as you can see. So we kept our costs relatively tight. But the most important thing was trying to service our customers, you know, ultimately. The big challenge, as you know, is the comparatives are not like on like. We're comparing a COVID-impacted period with a non-COVID-impacted period. And that's why I do feel a bit more confident that it's got to get better. We've probably been through some of the worst now, you know.
So your distribution business, UPD, saw wholesale turnover up 13.8%. It looks like an impressive number, and you say you managed to grow market share. Where did you see the growth come from?
The growth predominantly came from hospitals. You know, UPD is a big supplier to the listed hospital groups, and because of the impact of COVID, you know, specialist medicines, all of that kind of stuff required, UPD had the product and was able to supply the majority of hospital groups. So the bulk of their growth actually came from hospitals.
Hmm. So you managed to grow your operating profit by 9.7% to 1.4 billion rand. And I suppose part of that was the story with your costs. You did tell us about your costs coming in at 4.2%. How did you manage to contain costs?
I think we're very circumspect in the way we spent money, of course, on, say, an example, travel. You know, we're working from home, we're using digital, we're very cautious in how we manage our shifts of people, etc. So we turned every stone within the organization, you know, to make sure that we were cost efficient. But if you really look at our growth in health and beauty, we've managed to maintain margin or grow margin slightly. And at the same time, with good cost control, health and beauty profit grew 11% for the period.
Yeah. I want your observation around things like masks and sanitizers. You know, at the beginning, they were in short supply and, you know, it was tough to get them. And then at some point, there was a lot of availability and a lot of demand. Have you seen that taper since? Or do you notice when you analyze data from people's rewards cards that people are buying sanitizers and masks once a month or whatever it may be?
Certainly, customers continue to buy sanitizers and masks. The demand has slowed, of course. Mm. You know, when the pandemic first broke, there was a massive surge in demand, and I think that was a bit of panic buying by consumers. As consumers understood that they could get these products on a regular basis, the panics subsided, and it's a replenishable item, I think, in everyone's household at the moment. So sanitizer sales and mask sales continue to be a regular demanded product in our stores.
Mm. I see that you're planning on making a capital investment of 745 million rand during the current financial year. Where are you going to be focusing resources? Where do you see growth opportunities?
So, as always, we spend the bulk of that money on our stores. We'll be opening up to 40 new stores for the year and 36 pharmacies. We'll also be refurbishing 40 stores. It's very important that our trading environment looks very modern and clean for our customers, so we'll be revamping our stores. We're also upgrading our IT systems to make sure that they give us efficiency and you know, better returns moving forward, particularly on working capital. So a lot of the money is going really into IT and into store, you know, the store fixtures.
Yeah. Sadly, we learned that you had to close down the Musica stores. How was that process managed? Were you able to help transition some of the staff to other opportunities, or were most of them made redundant?
I'm actually just as sad as you, I have to tell you. I ran Musica as a general manager at some stage in my career as well. Mm. So it was a very sad and emotive moment for me. But we recognize that the business model, you know, doesn't work anymore. Mm. And over several years now, we've closed Musica. But I use the word responsible. You know, we made sure that we didn't affect our employees. We didn't affect even our suppliers in a significant way. Because if we just close a business, that has a massive impact. And with the growing Clicks chain, we were able to absorb almost 100% of our Musica employees. It's something we're quite proud of, to be honest.
Hmm. So we recently heard that you're partnering with your competitor, Dis-Chem, to help the government in its COVID-19 vaccination rollout. How are you guys going to be assisting? And are you, as Clicks, ready to activate whatever plans you have in place?
No, certainly. And I would say the one thing, when it comes to the vaccine rollout, none of us should be competitors.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, in the end, right, we all want to be safe, and a growing economy ensures that we all benefit. So I think every organization would be committed to a good rollout. I certainly think we're ready. We have 600 pharmacies. We've trained our pharmacists. We've spent some capital on, you know, making sure that when customers do come into our stores to be vaccinated, that it's private. We've tried to source extra resources for the vaccination program. But ultimately, we are dependent on what government decides, and we are here to support government in every way possible. I think we should be optimistic. You know, a year ago we were running around in our gardens. Today we can go out and we can shop, and you know, the infection rates are lower with the rollout of the vaccination program to end by the end of February. If everything goes well, you know, life should return to some level of normality. So I think we should be optimistic and rise above any negativity that comes our way.
That was Vikesh Ramsunder. He's the CEO at Clicks.